on my shoulder. It's there and it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. Cause I'm a soldier. Against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. You've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able. Though we're keeping it under the table, it ain't a fable. Why can't we hide in the way in your derby? We're having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry. Because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony.
Everybody, that was Lottery by Train. I'm DJ Bloomerang, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today we are here with a special guest, my friend Daniel from my dorm, and he's filling in for DJ Bridge, just temporarily. She might be joining us later, we're not sure yet. So he's here to, be a bouncing board, have some conversation. Daniel, how do you feel today?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful Thursday here in Medford. Just a little bit of rain, just the right amount. The springtime's coming in nice.
Daniel's here from San Francisco, and so he has not been used to the amount of precipitation we have gotten. And so although we've had a pretty easy snow this semester, I think that this is the worst way to be welcomed into spring, because usually it's so nice out.
And we missed a fall. From the fall.
That is true.
I never got to see those leaves change colors.
Yeah. All right. So that song was Lottery by Train. We're now going to play our next song, Uma Thurman.
I can
That was False Alarm by Head in the Heart. And Daniel has been sitting here running some ideas past me of what he wants his DJ name to be, as if he gets a DJ name for being a guest star. So he has come up with a few ideas. Daniel, would you like to share with the audience what your DJ name is so that they can have an opinion?
Yes, both of these are actually user submitted. Listeners told us about these, and they are, the first one is MC Squared. And the second one is DJ Sunshine Cali Slim. And those are the two options currently. Open to others, please call in if you have any suggestions. And we'll get back to you on more once we have other ideas.
Yeah, that'll just be a running idea list as the show goes on of your DJ names.
Exactly.
Yeah. So another thing that's going on here at Tufts on WMFO is... we are going to incorporate some new things into the show today, now that Daniel's here, that you probably wouldn't have had on your on our weekly random access. So stay tuned for that. We have some new tidbits to share. All of us here at Tufts only have about, what do we have, like a week left of school? Week left of school?
Week, yeah. Then finals. Then we outie.
Yeah.
Wow.
So only one more random access after this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do it during finals week?
Maybe. I don't have any finals on... Oh, no, I have a 7 to 9 p.m. final the night before Random Access.
Better than 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep. Exactly. Always better. All right, let's continue playing some music.
I messed up tonight. I lost another fight. I still mess up, but I'll just start again. I keep falling down. I keep on hitting the ground. But I always get up now to see what's next. Birds don't just fly, they fall down and get up. Nobody learns without.
Glories. I'm the scream, the blood. other night. I can't even say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine lights. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen. I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray. My night is color. Headache breaks on. Wake me with so much. The ocean machine is set tonight. I'll squeeze in the Helen and Valentine. My bed is pulling me. Gravity.
That was Day Sleeper by REM, preceded by Try Everything from Zootopia. Now, this is funny because the other day, this also, my friend Jordan, she gets called out on this show very frequently, and I think that she's just started listening to this show, and I think that she's realizing how frequently we talk about her, maybe not by name all the time, but just like, my friend likes music, and my friend, my future roommate, and I think she's realizing how frequently I fall back on her, and it's a little weird. But again, I'm going to have to mention her because we've recently discovered that working to Disney music is a very productive way to get a lot of work done.
Like, and boring.
No. You can sit over there. Yeah, it is not boring because that is like my childhood. I can sing along to all of those songs. Like, we didn't watch cable when I was little, so like Disney movies.
You didn't watch cable?
We didn't have cable. Actually,
satellite?
That's probably not true. We probably had cable. My mom just didn't tell us how it worked. We watched VHSs on our VCR. And it would be like a nightly debate, quarrel, I don't know,
tiff.
Discussion, a tiff between me and my brother about who was going to choose the VHS of the night. And we would always watch that movie, Everybody's Hero, about the little boy who steals Babe Ruth's bat, or someone steals Babe Ruth's bat, and it talks.
The bat talks?
The bat and the ball talk.
Is it animated?
Yeah, yes, it is animated.
It's not live action?
Not live action. Yeah, that was always a favorite of ours.
Speaking of live action,
yeah,
I highly recommend checking out the 2017 Oscar-nominated short films.
I agree.
You can find them on Amazon, and they are absolutely really well done. Very touching, very poignant.
We watched one of them last night.
Yeah, it was a journey.
It was a journey, especially because Daniel had already watched them. And so he got me all worked up at this one point where he started plugging his ears as if something loud was going to happen. So I started plugging my ears, and it was just normal dialogue for the rest of the film.
Yeah, I remembered last time as well thinking that something loud was about to happen then, but nothing loud happened.
Yeah, it was a very nice way to end the day. Although, some of them are happier than others. Now, for those of you listening, you will know from before when we were discussing that Daniel's godmother is listening. And she has had a lot of influence on our show today. I think that she's already chosen a song. She helped come up with Daniel's DJ names. And she also has submitted a few talking points she would like to hear. And my personal favorite from her two talking points were thing versus thing. So in this case, we had coffee versus tea or donut versus bagel. Now, Daniel, how do you feel about coffee versus tea?
One,
yeah,
is a drink, and
okay,
the other is a beverage.
Sure.
I'd say coffee is the drink, and tea is the beverage,
okay,
obviously. And
obviously,
I like tea. Coffee, sort of like dirt, water,
sure,
water and dirt.
Sure.
Whereas coffee or tea, you have all these flavors. And
that is true, and you have choice. There's selection.
Yeah, and honey. honey's better than sugar?
When I was really, 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 really sick at the beginning of the semester, I learned of Daniel's trademark secret, which is hot lemon honey water. And I was drinking a lot of hot lemon honey water.
And now, it's great for a sore throat.
It is. DJ Bridge is known for her tea on campus. She always has a mug of tea, and she can use a tea bag for like four mugs of tea straight, maybe more. Like sometimes I'll see her the
sometimes.
Day after. I'll see her the day after she's gotten a tea bag. I'll be like, "Hey, why do you get the same flavor?" She's like, "Same tea bag." So I'm impressed. Like that's very environmentally conscious.
And to go back to the tea versus coffee,
yeah.
I think that it's about the same as the debate about dirt versus water. One.
Is there a dirt versus water debate?
Yeah.
Can you fill us in?
Which is better to drink?
I think water. I really hope you're not
like
drinking dirt.
Exactly. Tea is better.
That is true. That is true. I think my mom has developed a coffee dependence. I think a lot of people have developed coffee dependences.
If you will.
Maybe.
Poor pie? Does any caller out there know, any listener out there know what the plural of porpoise is and or how to spell it?
Yeah. It's a challenging one.
P-O-R-T-I-N-P-I-E? Is that P-O-R-P-I-T-I?
Maybe. Anyway, let's get us back to some music. We're going to continue on and we'll talk to you later.
I'm just waiting on the sun to close his eyes and call the night, so we can put all our differences aside. I'm just waiting on the moon with all the stars and all its gloom. We can watch it fall right back into place, so I won't keep myself around just to keep you warm. For the first time, it sounds like hallelujah. For the first time, for the first time, singing hallelujah. For the first time, and I miss you someday. I miss you someday.
another year. Always feeling tired, smiling when required, right another year off.
Everybody, that was Salad Days by Salad Days
by Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, from the album Salad Days. And then before that we had Sounds Like Hallelujah by The Head and the Heart. Now I just got to speak to Daniel's godmother on the phone, who has been a great influence on this show. Now Daniel, I got some insight. I think that if you're going to keep your DJ name about California, your suggestions can only be California-based.
Interesting.
And music, and music.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Now, are you going to tell your mom and your dad about this after?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good.
Of course.
Good.
The whole family will be listening to it.
Yeah.
They'll listen to the recorded show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
We do have an archive for 2 weeks.
They will download it and save it forever.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. My dad will listen to it every morning on his way to work. He'll play this radio show on repeat.
Oof. We got to get some good music going if that's going to happen. All right. We're going to continue playing some music, and we're going to come back to you with our newest segment after these two songs.
Anybody?
I try. my beat.
You're just keep losing,
I'm
you're losing.
I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta get out of this prison cell.
One day. Somebody to love, find me 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 somebody to love, somebody, somebody.
Even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Too good at goodbye.
I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No way that you'll see me cry.
I'm
way too good at goodbye. No, 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 right. And every time you walk out the list, I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
That was Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith. And before that, we had Somebody to Love, a classic. For our first few shows, Bridget and I would play a lot of classic rock. And it would be kind of like we'd start with a classic rock song and end with a classic rock song. Kind of like a classic rock sandwich. And so now we put a little classic rock in the middle. And we're going to end with an amazing song chosen by Danny P. Daniel. Now, because we have Daniel here, when Bridget and I first got our radio show, my mom was visiting. And Daniel was talking about how excited he was that we had a radio show and he wanted to be a part of it. And he was like, I want to have a segment where I read poems. And given that Daniel's last name starts with a P, we've kind of got this thing going where we say Danny P. dot something. So like the printer's room is Danny P. dot Rinter. And so this segment was going to be called Danny P. dot Oems. And he wanted to write his own poems and read one out to the audience. And then not really sure if he's going to analyze it and tell us the meaning. He's just going to leave it with you and let you decide what it's about. So I have listened to this poem already. I think I know the one we're about to hear. And it's a really good poem. I'm very impressed. So here you go, Daniel.
Here goes the poem. The title of this poem is Long Story. And I wrote it a few weeks ago after spending some time with friends over spring break. And here it is. Long story. What happened last night? Long story. What's your deal with her? Long story. What are you going to do? Long story. Why's that broken? Long story. What are you doing tomorrow? Long story. Why won't you tell me? Long story. It's short. Two words. Long story. Why short when it could be long? It's not wrong to share. You'll learn. People do care. Care about it. Long story. Life's a long story, and you can't read it alone. Long story.
Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, let's give that some poetry snaps. Very nice, very nice. Thank you, DJ Bridge, for snapping in with us.
Thank you guys for listening.
Of course. So if anyone has any other poems that they would like to share, or if you have your own thoughts about the poem, Daniel's poem, he will be in the studio with us for the next 18 minutes if you'd like to call in and ask. On that lovely note, thank you so much for sharing, Daniel. I know it's hard for an artist to share his work.
Thank you.
So we really appreciate it.
Happy
and I feel like we've seen into your artistic visions now. We're going to continue with a song that Daniel's gonna not really know what's coming here, but we finished watching The Office this past weekend, and there is a song that this newer group called AJR wrote about The Office in song form called Netflix Trip. So here it is.
I had my first crush in season 2. She'd pass me notes and fill our hands with glue. And in my corduroys we'd walk to school. I sat and crossed my legs like Jim would do. She moved away, I was on season 3. It hit my heart so hard I'd hardly speak. But I could find some peace and privacy. A paper company to sit with me.
Season 6. I watched my mom, she cried and close again.
Now the finale's done and I'm alone. I'm on a Netflix trip here on my phone. But who I am is in these episodes. So don't you tell me that it's just a show.
Never was, never will be. You can take my best, it's yours. It was never for me. I'm just looking for something to get me out of my seat. Something that's true. What did I do? Just believe in what you can see. And I'm still looking for something to get me out of my seat. Something that's true. What can I do? 'Cause every time I turn around, I'm back down to one. Tell me why it feels like I'm still on the run. I need some good news.
Was Good News by Ocean Park Standoff, and before that we had Netflix Trip by AGAR. I think that the end of The Office, the final two episodes of The Office, are one of the two greatest episodes of television that I've ever watched, right up there with the season finale of Scrubs, season 8, because no one should ever watch season 9.
True.
It ruins the show a little bit. Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah. My mom wouldn't even let us watch it.
It's sort of like Arrested Development's last season with Netflix. Should have stopped earlier.
See, I did not like Arrested Development because the characters stressed me out too much. Like the
But The Office didn't? But
yeah.
Michael Scott didn't?
Well, no, because it was only Michael Scott who was irresponsible and not living life.
Dwight?
Nah.
Well, I guess he is.
He had a weird way of being responsible.
Yeah, I suppose. But like Scrubs,
yeah.
The last season of Arrested Development, if you like
not
Arrested
either.
Development, is objectively horrible and leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I need to go back and watch the first, all the seasons except for the last one, so that I have the show that I love in my recent memory.
Now, would you rank Scrubs higher or lower than Psych on your favorite TV show list?
I think it's a better quality show.
Which is Scrubs?
Scrubs.
Okay.
I think that Scrubs is a better show.
Okay.
But I love Psych.
I know.
They're just, like...
There's different shows. Although, I think that they are very similar in the way that they are... they are very similar shows. Just one is about medicine and the other one's about law. Or, like, justice. You know?
Yeah. I'd say,
police
yeah.
work.
And also, I feel like... I don't know. I think that that Scrubs is more of, like, a cult classic or more iconic...
Oh, really?
...than Psych
yeah.
is, in a sense. And also, just, there are way more episodes of it. That
yeah.
if it feels like... Sort of like how at the end of The Office, you feel like you've gone on this journey with all the characters.
A Netflix trip.
Yeah, you've gone on a Netflix trip. And like that song, Netflix
yeah.
Trip by AJR, and how he measures his life events up on a timeline in terms of the show
yeah.
and the major events that happen. I think that it's easy to do that with Scrubs as well. And I watched
yeah.
The Office in about a month and a half, everything from start to finish. And in that month and a half, like, it really felt like a journey, like I was
yeah.
with these people, and I think that I felt like that more with Scrubs than I did Psych. But also, I watched Psych over a longer period of time. Interestingly, so it wasn't as condensed and
yeah.
concentrated, which I think also can intensify the effect. Whereas, like with The Office and Scrubs, it's easier to binge watch them.
That is true. All right, we're gonna do our favorite part of the show. We're gonna play a little PSA now. So here we go.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Well, that was a shorter PSA than we usually have. So we're going to finish this up with, we have two more songs left for you. Daniel got to choose our closing song for the day. I think it's a good one, and you're going to enjoy it. So here we go. This is Ophelia by the Lumineers.
And I don't feel nothing at all. drive.